Gluten sensitivity has become a widely discussed topic in recent years, with more people than ever before recognizing that gluten, a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye, may be causing them discomfort. Whether you've been diagnosed with gluten sensitivity, have celiac disease, or simply suspect that gluten might be affecting your health, understanding how to navigate a gluten-free lifestyle is essential. Welcome back to Health Square, where we dive deep into health topics that matter most to you. I'm Bills, and today we're exploring the complex and sometimes confusing world of gluten sensitivity. Whether you're newly diagnosed or just curious about how gluten might be impacting your health, this episode will provide you with valuable insights and practical tips for managing gluten sensitivity and leading a healthy, gluten-free life. Understanding gluten sensitivity. What is it, and how does it affect your body? Gluten sensitivity, also known as non-celiac gluten sensitivity, NCGS, is a condition where individuals experience symptoms similar to those of celiac disease after consuming gluten. However, unlike celiac disease, gluten sensitivity does not involve an autoimmune response or damage to the small intestine. Symptoms of gluten sensitivity can vary widely, but often include bloating, abdominal pain, diarrhea or constipation, headache, fatigue, and brain fog. These symptoms can range from mild to severe, and they often appear after consuming gluten-containing foods. To understand how gluten sensitivity affects the body, it's crucial to delve into the physiology of digestion. Gluten is a protein found in grains such as wheat, barley, and rye. In most people, enzymes in the digestive system break down gluten into smaller proteins called peptides, which are then absorbed by the body. However, in individuals with gluten sensitivity, this process may not occur efficiently, leading to inflammation and triggering a range of digestive and neurological symptoms. One famous figure who has publicly discussed his struggle with gluten sensitivity is the tennis champion Novak Djokovic. Djokovic, who was once ranked as the world's number one tennis player, noticed that his energy levels and performance were inconsistent. After working with a nutritionist, he discovered that gluten was the culprit behind his symptoms. By eliminating gluten from his diet, Djokovic not only improved his overall health, but also saw a significant boost in his athletic performance. His story highlights the potential impact of gluten sensitivity on both health and daily functioning. Diagnosing gluten sensitivity, how to know if gluten is the problem. Diagnosing gluten sensitivity can be challenging because there is no specific test for the condition. Instead, it is often diagnosed by ruling out other conditions, such as celiac disease and wheat allergy, and by monitoring how symptoms change when gluten is removed from the diet. If you suspect that you might have gluten sensitivity, the first step is to consult with a healthcare provider. Your doctor may recommend undergoing tests for celiac disease and wheat allergy to rule out these conditions. It's important not to start a gluten-free diet before testing, as this can affect the accuracy of the results. Once other conditions have been ruled out, your doctor may suggest an elimination diet, where gluten is removed from your diet for a few weeks. During this time, you'll need to keep a detailed food diary to track your symptoms. If your symptoms improve on a gluten-free diet and return when gluten is reintroduced, it's likely that you have gluten sensitivity. The physiology behind gluten sensitivity, why your body reacts. To further understand the impact of gluten sensitivity, it's helpful to look at what happens inside the body. Gluten sensitivity does not trigger the autoimmune response seen in celiac disease, where the body attacks the lining of the small intestine. However, in gluten-sensitive individuals, gluten can cause the immune system to react in ways that lead to inflammation. This inflammatory response is what causes the various symptoms associated with gluten sensitivity, including gastrointestinal distress, fatigue, and cognitive issues. Medications are generally not used to treat gluten sensitivity, as the primary management strategy is dietary. However, individuals with severe symptoms may sometimes use over-the-counter remedies, such as antacids or anti-inflammatory medications, to manage discomfort during accidental gluten exposure. In some cases, probiotics might be recommended to help restore gut health. Living with gluten sensitivity, practical tips for a gluten-free lifestyle. Adopting a gluten-free lifestyle can feel overwhelming at first, but with the right strategies, it can become second nature. Here are some practical tips to help you navigate the gluten-free world. Educate yourself on gluten-containing foods. The first step in managing gluten sensitivity is learning which foods contain gluten. While it's obvious that foods like bread, pasta, and cereals often contain gluten, gluten can also be found in less obvious places, such as sauces, salad dressings, soups, and even some processed meats. Reading food labels carefully is essential. Look for products labeled gluten-free and be cautious of ingredients like wheat, barley, rye, malt, and brewer's yeast. Explore gluten-free alternatives. The good news is that there are now more gluten-free products available than ever before. From gluten-free bread and pasta to cookies and snacks, you'll find plenty of options to suit your taste. Many grains and starches are naturally gluten-free, including rice, quinoa, corn, potatoes, and tapioca. Experimenting with these alternatives can help you maintain a varied and enjoyable diet. Plan ahead when eating out. Dining out can be one of the most challenging aspects of living with gluten sensitivity, but it's not impossible. Before going to a restaurant, check the menu online or call ahead to ask about gluten-free options. Many restaurants now offer gluten-free menus or are willing to accommodate dietary restrictions. When ordering, be clear about your needs and ask questions about how food is prepared to avoid cross-contamination. Be mindful of cross-contamination. Even small amounts of gluten can trigger symptoms in sensitive individuals, so it's important to avoid cross-contamination. At home, consider having separate toasters, cutting boards, and utensils for gluten-free foods. Be cautious when preparing meals, and make sure to clean surfaces and utensils thoroughly if they've come into contact with gluten. Listen to your body. Everyone's tolerance to gluten is different, so it's important to listen to your body and adjust your diet accordingly. Some people with gluten sensitivity can tolerate small amounts of gluten without symptoms, while others need to be more strict. Keeping a food diary can help you identify triggers and understand how different foods affect you. Seek support and resources. Navigating a gluten-free lifestyle can be easier with the support of others. Joining a support group or connecting with others who have gluten sensitivity can provide valuable tips, recipe ideas, and encouragement. There are also many online resources, books, and apps designed to help you manage your gluten-free diet. Addressing nutritional concerns, ensuring a balanced gluten-free diet. One of the challenges of a gluten-free diet is ensuring that you're getting all the nutrients you need. Gluten-containing grains are often fortified with important vitamins and minerals, such as iron, B vitamins, and fiber. When these grains are eliminated from your diet, it's important to find alternative sources of these nutrients. Iron, red meat, poultry, fish, beans, lentils, and fortified gluten-free cereals are good sources of iron. Pairing iron-rich foods with vitamin C-rich foods, such as citrus fruits, tomatoes, and bell peppers, can help enhance iron absorption. Vitamins, B vitamins including folate, thiamine, riboflavin, and niacin, are essential for energy production and overall health. Gluten-free whole grains like quinoa, brown rice, and oats, if labeled gluten-free, are good sources of B vitamins. Leafy green vegetables, beans, nuts, and seeds also provide these important nutrients. Fiber. A gluten-free diet can sometimes be low in fiber, which is important for digestive health. To increase your fiber intake, include plenty of fruits, vegetables, legumes, and gluten-free whole grains in your diet. Chia seeds, flax seeds, and gluten-free oats are particularly high in fiber and can be easily incorporated into meals and snacks. Conclusion: thriving on a gluten-free diet. Living with gluten sensitivity may require some adjustments, but it doesn't have to limit your quality of life. By understanding your condition, making informed food choices, and staying proactive about your health, you can thrive on a gluten-free diet. Remember, you're not alone. Many people, including famous figures like Novak Djokovic, have successfully navigated the world of gluten sensitivity and come out stronger for it. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and managing gluten sensitivity. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, your health is your most valuable asset, so take the time to care for it, gluten-free or not. Until next time, take care.